This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
One of my favorite days. It's pop quiz! I love these. Okay, during our final segment, we're gonna ask one audience member three questions about today's show. So if you answer all three correctly, you win $1,000. And it's $100 for any that you do get right. So I think win-win, and we'll play along. See you at the end of the show. Pay attention, here we go. All right. I am so excited to start this show. We're gonna start it with a love letter to a legend, and we wanna honor his career in entertainment, and he continues to make a huge impact and difference on the world, and we are celebrating him today. It's Donny Osmond.
6 decades in show business, 33 gold records, and over 100 million albums sold, Donny Osmond is a true entertainment legend. Born in 1957 in Ogden, Utah, Donny was the 7th son in the talented Osmond family. At just 5 years old, Donny made his TV debut on The Andy Williams Show, singing alongside his older brothers. By the 1970s, Donny had become a teenage heartthrob, creating mass hysteria everywhere he went. His solo career started with a hit cover of Sweet and Innocent, followed by his signature song, Puppy Love. In the years to follow, Donny and his sister Marie would become an unstoppable musical duo, eventually leading to their own variety show, Donny and Marie, which ran from 1976 to 1979. They even performed at the 1981 Ronald Reagan presidential inauguration. In 1989, Donny returned to the charts with his hit single, Soldier of Love, which went to number 2 on the Hot 100. Fast forward to 2008, the brother and sister duo paired up yet again for a limited 6 weeks residency in Las Vegas. The show became such a hit that 6 weeks turned into an unprecedented 11-year run. Fun fact, Donny is also the voice behind the iconic song, I'll Make a Man Out of You, from Disney's Mulan, and the crown champion for season 9 of Dancing with the Stars. It's hard to sum up an illustrious 6-decade-long career, but it's easy to sum up our love for this legend.
I have been waiting for this. Please welcome Donny Osmond.
Before I do that, can I just get a selfie?
Okay. Also, I wanted to, like, I just felt the urge to just make sure.
Oh, whatever,
that I'm not
whatever.
Kidding. You know, I grew up with you. Let's show the clip of you on The Andy Williams Show at your 5 years old or 6?
5.
Yeah, okay, let's take a look at that.
What is your name?
Donnie?
Yes,
sir.
Well, how old are you?
5.
5, and you sing along with your brothers, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That, it seems like yesterday that I did that.
I totally relate.
Yeah, it's really strange. And I don't know if you go through this too, but it's almost looking like at a different person and a different life. But then you immediately say to yourself, but that's me. Yeah. I remember doing that because there's been so many different reinventions of my life and so many different careers that I've gone through that it's like looking at another person.
Well, you can look at it and then all of a sudden you start to remember what the looking through it from the other perspective, like, do you remember seeing Andy Williams with your own eyes?
I vividly remember walking down from the audience. I was with my dad and he said, go get him. And I was walking down. I had no idea the millions of people who were watching me because I thought, you know, it's just a few hundred people in a yep. studio. And I didn't know how many people were looking through that lens.
Yep.
And the funny thing happened. So I did the show and everybody's applauding and everything worked great. So Andy did a Christmas tour right after that because that aired in December of 63. And it was 1863. And, and so my brothers went out on this Christmas tour with Andy and everybody said, well, where's the little Donnie kid that we just saw on television? So my dad asked if it was okay if my mom at home with me put me on an airplane. I flew to Chicago and I remember walking out on stage after he introduced me and the spotlights hit me. I thought there were a couple hundred people out there. I didn't know thousands of people were out there. And so I'm singing my song. I can't remember what I was singing. And then all of these flashbulbs and whistles and hollering and yelling and clapping. And it scared me so much, I ran off stage. And then, and it's like it was yesterday. And I remember Andy saying, Donnie, come back out here. This is all for you. Come take a bow. And I remember at that moment thinking, I got to do this the rest of my life.
You have experienced something most people never will. In 1971, you released your first solo hit,
correct.
Sweet and Innocent.
Yeah.
And you're all of a sudden on your own. You're not with your family as much. You're front and center.
Yes.
It's all for you, as Andy says. What was that like?
That was hard. It's actually, I'm going to use a word that you probably will be confused at, and that was embarrassing. Because the brothers had started this whole thing, and I joined as an afterthought. And they kept pushing me forward. I was really a shy kid. I didn't want to be pushed forward, and it was a little embarrassing.
Is it that you're thinking, oh God, please, I don't do this to my family dynamic. I want to be equal to everyone. I don't want to make this an issue within our family, and that's exactly what these applause are doing? Or is it like, what was the feeling?
Well, very cool question. Yes, to a certain extent, but on the other side, I was having a blast. All these girls screaming your name. It's like, what guy wouldn't want that, you know? It's like, I mean, think about that. I mean, look at that. They're chasing, they're trying to get through the cops and the barriers to get to me. It's like, yes, I love this life.
Okay, so this leads me to the point where most people will never experience this. It's mania. There is a famous story, actually, that really grabbed my attention. When you went to Heathrow Airport, the fans came in such droves that I have chills all over my body right now telling the story, that the balcony broke under the weight of the fans. And they wouldn't let you fly into Heathrow anymore?
I was banned from Heathrow. Yeah, they said, okay, if Donny Osmond's on the plane, it's not landing in Heathrow.
And they made you go to Scotland and take a train.
We went to Scotland and sometimes we took a train, a secret train, and that's how I got into London.
Okay, what is it like to live inside the body and the mind of literally Beatlemania?
Like, pretty darn cool.
I know, that's how I feel. Like, there's so much in my life I wouldn't trade for a thing.
There was one time I was sitting in the hotel room with my brother Alan, and we were watching this show. There were three people. There was the MC of the show, the host of the show, excuse me, a member of Scotland Yard, mm-hmm. and a child psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And the discussion that they were having is Donny Osmond healthy for our children in this country. And my brother Alan looked at me, he said, you remember this moment, which I have, I'll never forget it. You remember this moment because this is so darn cool. And it really was.
Well, this is the perfect place to take a break. We're gonna break. Before we go to commercial break, would you be kind enough to sign my Tiger Beat?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You've got something pretty magical here.
I don't know how much that means to me because you have lived that life. Yeah. We have lived parallel lives in many ways. So hearing
Well, you have something magical here. The feeling is amazing. So you're gonna take over television.
You have no idea how much your approval means to me.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, let's talk about, 1979, what was that decade like for you? Because there was some really crazy things that happened.
79 to 89, from a professional point of view, were the dark years because I had lost my career. From a personal point of view, I couldn't have been happier because I got married in 78. I finally found the love of my life. I could spend the rest of the show just talking about how she saved me. I dated her secretly for 3.5 years because I didn't want Tiger Beat to find out. And then once the news got out that I got married, and maybe some of you did this, I won't hold it against you, but the fans literally had Donny Osmond record burning parties. And sent the most scathing letters to Debbie. And she's just a sweet little girl from Billings, Montana. She is the most amazing woman and saved my life, really, because I was going through some really dark times. It took me about 10 years before things started kicking back in again, because that's when Soldier of Love hit in 89. But I had tried Broadway in a show called Little Johnny Jones, and we opened and closed the same night. That hurts. And I couldn't get a record deal. I couldn't even get arrested. I couldn't do anything. Everything was gone.
You get married, the fans abandon.
Yeah.
When you got married, how did you know to lean into your wife instead of saying you're the root cause of this? How did you know to lean in with family and see the reality of what was happening rather than turn it on them?
Okay. Because of what state I was in prior to getting married to her. There was a concert that I did in Hawaii. And the place was packed, thousands and thousands of people screaming. And I went back to our condo. We had a condo there at the time. And I found a little corner in the room, in that condo. And I rolled myself up into a ball and started crying my eyes out. uncontrollably. And my brother Jay walks in and he sees me. He said, Donnie, what's wrong? And I said, Jay, I'm lonely. I'm just lonely. He said, Donnie, 20,000 girls were just screaming your name. How could you be lonely? I said, I don't know, but I'm lonely. I was in such a desperate place that Debbie pulled me out of it. And whenever I make a decision in my life, the first thing I think about is her. How does it affect her? And then the second, how does it affect my children? And the third now is, how does it affect my grandchildren? Then I'm fourth. If all four of those are a green light, then I'll do it. And I think that's what's really helped this 43-year marriage, is that she comes first. But I love what I do. It's not, I mean, the applause and everything. When I walked out and everybody was just applauding and everything, the love that ensued is just, it's euphoric. And here's the problem. If I depended on that all the time, then my downs would be really down.
Yep.
So what I do, and people make fun of me for it, because I go home, I'll mow my grass. I'll take my garbage out. I'll do the domestic things that, you know, I could have somebody do all that for me. But I do that because it's down to balancing. I look at my friend, Michael Jackson and I had a great relationship. We would laugh. We'd call each other on the phone. And we'd laugh about the similarities of our families and the difference. The last time I spoke with him, he said, I just need some normalcy in my life. I said, come to my home. Let your kids swim with my kids. No one will know you're there. He said, I think I need to do that. And he never took me up on it. It's the last time I spoke with him. So looking at that and all the other celebrities and peers and whatever, colleagues that have influenced my life and I've been around, I see so many people have lost it because they don't know how to balance.
Yep.
I love the adulation. I love the standing ovations at the end of a show. I love that. I eat it up. And it's a drug, and I need it. But I also need to go home and be a father and a husband and a grandpa. You know, sometimes we can feel sorry for ourselves. I've been dealt such a bad hand of cards. Why, God? Why? We'll do something about it.
Play those cards.
Play those cards. You know, do something with your life. Don't constantly feel sorry for yourself. I mean, and I have. I've sat back, and I'm guilty of it, too. So why? And then you just say, give me the strength to just play these cards and make something of my life.
I so agree with that. All right. You had Donnie and Marie. I mean, first of all, let's just talk about the first show. That's why Donnie and Marie.
Marie, that's right.
I mean, that show was just so major for everybody.
We had so much fun.
I mean, what was that like?
We had no idea how much work we were getting into. And because we were doing, like, as far as music is concerned, an album a week, let alone the comedy and the performances. And it was just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But we were young and we had the stamina.
Yeah.
But it was huge. It was great for the time. I've embraced it. The memories of working with my sister. Yes, there were times that were difficult, but I loved working with her. It's the only word I can call it is magic. There's a magic between the two of us that when we're both on stage together, something clicks.
Okay, so not only do you have a new album, but you have a new Vegas show, and I was wondering what you could tell us about both.
Well, you know, a lot of people say, well, is it going to be like the Donnie Marie show? No. I do not want to try to recreate something that she's not going to be a part of.
Right.
So this show was so fun to put together because it's, talk about This Is Your Life. I've tried to fit 6 decades of show business into a 90-minute show, and I did it. I just released my 65th album, and I thought, so I thought.
Do you mean so, this one?
There it is. So,
that's
titled Start Again.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, which album, which music do I put into this show? So I said, I'm going to put every song I've ever recorded into the show. There is a segment, and it's my favorite segment of the show, where the audience takes over. All 65 albums are on the huge screens behind me. They can pick any album, any song from any album, and we go, 3, 4, and we do it.
Well, I cannot wait to see this opus. I'm going to be there
in Vegas. Please let me know.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, please let me know.
Oh, I'm there. I am there. I cannot thank you enough for this life-changing, meaningful conversation. Go to our website, obviously, for all the information on everything you heard today about the show and the album and everything. Also, everybody in the audience is going home with this album.
Oh, fantastic. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
How do you know when you've made it? Well, here's one of our guests describing the moment they thought they knew.
You know, when you start out, sometimes you get a movie and you think, okay, I've made it. But then they don't call you again for like a year. And then again, you have another one. And then again, it's, you know, they still give you the same kind of roles. And then one day, when I was really not expecting it, I was in the bathroom in Paris and somebody screamed outside the door, "You just got nominated for an Oscar." And that's when I said to myself, I think I've made it now.
Well, that was heartwarming and adorable. I love it. Dear friend of the show and guru of green living and sustainability. He's the editor-in-chief of Naturally, Danny Seo. Danny, I love you. It's Danny Seo, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I love it. This show has changed my life.
Really?
I love this show. You know, for me, it's New York City, 9 a.m. I watch the whole hour every morning with a cup of coffee.
Oh, dear.
And something I think you all could watch with a cup of coffee also is with this recipe that we're going to make together, too.
Let's do it, Danny. So, I'm in your passenger seat. You're the driver.
It is completely gluten-free. It's plant-based. This is a broccoli creamy polenta spoon bread.
Oh, gosh.
It's comforting, but again, gluten-free, plant-based, and you can make it all in the blender, which is so amazing. So, we're going to put in a dairy-free milk. So this is coconut milk, but you can do almond milk. You could do whatever you want. But the coconut milk has that extra fat in it, which is really nice.
It does.
And then these are our dry ingredients. We've got nutritional yeast. That's the cheesiness. Oat flour, garlic powder, baking powder, salt. You know, it's all very just simple things you can find. And we're just going to carefully put this all in the blender, guys. Like, you know, so it's not messy. So we'll take this beautiful blender, and I'm just going to turn it on, and then we're going to liquefy it. That looks
now,
really
Danny,
good.
What consistency should it be? Should it be truly liquefied and emulsified?
No, like a pancake consistency, pancake batter consistency. This is perfect.
Oh.
This is absolutely perfect. So we're gonna leave it in our blender for now, and we're gonna do one more thing, Drew.
Uh-huh.
Do you like miso paste?
I love miso. Is this a white or a red?
This is a white. It doesn't matter what you have. You can find this in the refrigerated section at your supermarket. A little bit of miso paste, and in the bowl, we have grated sweet potato. And what we're gonna do is massage.
I thought this was carrot.
Sweet potato. Sweet potato for fiber and flavor. And we're gonna mix it together. What's happening is that the natural saltiness of the miso, it's breaking down the toughness of the sweet potato. So you're massaging it in to make it soft and tender so that you still have those pieces of sweet potato in the spoon bread, but it's not gonna be tough. It's gonna bake all the way through. So we're gonna pour our liquid right into the bowl, just like this, combine all of our ingredients together, and guys, that's it. Can you believe that? It's so easy to make, and what you do is in a large cast iron pan like this, you wanna grease it with like a high heat oil, so avocado oil, coconut oil.
I love avocado oil.
Okay, so in your cast iron pan, guys, it's been greased, all you do is pour it all the way in, and if you notice, I said this is broccoli, right? So we're missing the broccoli. We're gonna scrape it all in. I wanna get it all into our cast iron pan.
I am the biggest broccoli fan.
It's a superfood.
I grew up vegetarian. My mom and I lived in California in the 1970s. And, you know, we were like the total cliche. Of that kind of hippie era stuff. Actually, we were so not, we were
true.
So many odd.
You don't want to mix it in.
Oops.
I mean, it's going to be delicious, but you want the broccoli to like cook and be floating on top. Okay. We're just going to put the pretty broccoli on top.
Uh-huh.
In a really nice pattern. Like that, you see that?
Yeah, I'm on it.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Oh, and they're frozen.
They're frozen on purpose. So this is something where you don't need fresh broccoli. Frozen broccoli is actually just as fresh. All the nutrients are locked in. And what it does, it helps it keep its shape. And it's beautiful.
I mean, that's what women, you know, come off like on a cooking demo. Like, you know, I'm just casual and I'm placing my broccoli. I only know like Lucille Ball style. I'm like, oh my God, ah! And I love to cook.
Listen, it's still gonna be delicious, but this is also a way of making it just sort of like a beautiful one dish meal. It goes into the oven at 375 degrees for about 50 minutes to an hour.
50
until
minutes.
Until it's crispy coming across from the edges, but you want it to be not dry. It's gonna be a spoon bread, so it's a little bit moist and wet, and it's perfect whenever you just want like a food that hugs you.
Can I have a bite?
Yes, oh my gosh, it's right here, guys. And it's so good with like a little dollop of yogurt, serve it warm.
I'm salivating. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Savory.
It's very moist.
Cheesy. Yeah, and it's in the winter issue of my magazine. You can get the recipe for this or just go to the Drew Barrymore Show.
Yeah, you can.
So, Drew, I have a question for you about a cast iron pan. You know, one of the things that we love a cast iron, but we don't like the heat that it holds, which is great, but also it can scorch your countertop and also can be hard to hold. So I want to show you a really great DIY.
Okay, I'm in. I learned so much from you, Danny.
So we're going to learn a DIY, how to make... We're going to make something to protect your hands, but also to protect your countertops too. That's a little sneak peek.
Okay, well, I think we're gonna go to a quick commercial break and then we're gonna learn this amazing hack and tip from Danny because it doesn't stop at food, it's everything. This is a whole lifestyle that he presents. That's why he's changed my life and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. We're here with my dear friend and lifestyle expert, Danny Seo, and we just made a delicious dish in a skillet. It's one of the best spoon breads I've ever had in my life, maybe the best. To follow it up, Danny, what are you teaching me now?
Well, you know, I have a motto, why buy it when you can DIY it? And so we're gonna make two things. I call it finding your inner MacGyver, and it revolves around a cast iron pan. So traditionally, guys, you need what? Oven mitts and things? Because when you're working with a cast iron pan, it's very hot. That's why we love cooking with it. It crisps everything up, but you can burn your countertops and your hands on it. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's heavy.
And it's heavy. I don't have a trick to lighten it, but.
Yeah.
What we're gonna make is a beautiful handle, just like this, so that you can actually protect your hand and use this leather handle to carry your cast iron pan to the oven or out of the oven.
So pretty.
And the other thing we're gonna make is a cork trivet. So I'd like to start with the trivet. And what I love about this trivet is the only tool that you need is a flathead screwdriver.
I got one of those.
Okay. Well, actually, no. First step is you need 50 wine corks.
I'm sure people have those.
So what you want to do is go to the hardware store, and this is called a hose clamp. You find it in the plumbing section.
Hose clamp.
So it's about $1 for the hose clamp.
You
it goes
hose
around
clamp.
Pipes. And Drew, you're gonna fill the inside, as you can see, with corks, and you just fill them in until it's kind of snug, you know, but you're thinking to yourself like, oh gosh, it's still kind of like, they're all getting out there still. Like, this isn't really working. Do I need to glue it together?
You can tighten it.
You tighten it with the flathead screwdriver. So what you do is you jam it all in. You wanna make sure all the corks are about the same height, so it's very flat on top.
Even.
And then we're just gonna tighten it and go clockwise, and you see how the clamp is like getting tighter
oh,
and
yeah,
tighter
I
and
do.
Tighter.
Oh yeah.
And we're just gonna do like 20 twists, and they come in different sizes, so you can do coasters, you can do really big ones too.
To say this is very gratifying. God, this is nice.
But this is the kind of thing, if you in the audience, you're thinking, I am not a crafty person, you can make this, right?
If I can make it, you can make it. If I can cook it, you can cook it. That was why I didn't respond to lifestyle, because I was like, in the 90s, 80s, it was like all about perfection. And I was like, have you met me?
No.
And then I think now we're in the era of the founder, and there's more humor and a human element to it. And so I feel like I finally belong.
Look, we're done.
Love
Look at that.
It.
In real time, we made a little cork trivet. When we're done, the beautiful thing is that you don't have to scorch your countertops. And I think it's pretty good looking too.
Yeah, it's nice, it's earthy, it's pretty. And by the way, you're drinking wine, you save the cork. You know what I love doing with corks is burning the end and you get the most beautiful charcoal you've ever seen.
Oh, do you know what's actually really nice? Save them in a jar with rubbing alcohol and then pull one out when you need a fire starter. Because they're soaked in rubbing alcohol and they burn slowly, and you have the cleanest, most powerful fire starter.
Fire starter?
That's right!
Just saying.
That's right!
Like, literally, one of my favorite movies I've ever gotten to do. It's Santa Clarita Diet and Fire Starter, because they're sides of my personality I have to pretend aren't there, and then all of a sudden I get to work and I'm like, that's right, I'm great. It's so fun. Sorry, Danny, you were saying?
Well, now I'm gonna show you how to make a sleeve for your cast iron pan.
Perfect.
So this is what you need is, guys, you need a piece of leather and you wanna cut it into like a pocket, just like this. Don't go buy leather. You can always find some if you know someone who's crafty, if you know like an upholsterer, you can always find leftover pieces. Try to be resourceful so you can recycle. And what you do is you take that piece and you just fold it in half so it looks like a little sleeve, just like that. And here's the investment that I think is such a smart investment to have at home. This is a hole cutter for leather
yep.
or upholstery. You know, it needs a little bit of strength, so you just sort of, you know, punch all the way through, and then what you do is you get a little grommet kit.
Mm.
These are little metal grommets.
Mm-hmm.
You put the shorter piece in this little holder right here, and then you thread the leather piece on top. We're just gonna push it all the way through. Take your larger piece, and then what you do is you just hammer it. So it's And then when you're done, what you see is that you go all the way around. Let's see if you do it.
That's in.
And then Drew, when you're done, this is what it looks like. And it just goes right over your cast iron pan, just like that.
And this leather will protect the heat?
It will. You don't want to cook with this on.
Right.
Because you want to keep, but when you want to transfer it, this will help to really, you know, protect your hands from getting scorched.
And you can have that joy where you're like, I made it.
We got this and we got that. And how easy was that?
So easy. I love it. I'm saving mine.
You are?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm saving this for sure, and it's gonna spark so much joy, as Marie Kondo says. When I'm in my kitchen, I'll put it next to my avocado oil. Danny, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much.
I love
much.
Drew too.
I love Danny. All right, well, thank you to Danny Seo, and be sure to grab a copy of his magazine, Naturally, with Danny Seo. I did, you have to. We'll be right back.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Welcome back! It's time for Drew's News, your daily slurp of those good news noodles. And with me at the desk is a man I'd lady in the tramp with any time. It's Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Which one am I?
Are you lady or the tramp?
It depends on the day, I think.
Yeah. Well, actually, speaking of a lady.
Yes.
Every night before we rest our head on that sweet pillow, we all have our favorite bedtime rituals. Mm-hmm. Well, Charlotte Tilbury, the mega famous makeup artist to the stars, just revealed hers. Show of hands, who knows who Charlotte Tilbury is? Got it. Okay, Insider reports that before bed, Charlotte takes off her makeup and then reapplies her mascara and eyeliner. She calls it her bedroom eye. And after 7 years of marriage, her husband has never seen her without it.
What?
She says it keeps the magic alive.
Okay. I think this is very sweet of her. You know, I think I like the intention, which is, you know, you want to be the best version of you for your partner. But you're doing all that before you go to bed. What do you look like when you wake up, right? Is it just all smeared? And how much time are you spending washing your pillowcases? Girl, take a day off. This is too much.
Well, we've got someone in the audience who's put on makeup to go to bed, Gabrielle.
Oh,
hi.
Okay, so you do
hi,
this.
Ross. Hi, Drew. So hear me out here.
Okay.
When you're at the start of a relationship, you know, you want to look your best when you wake up in the morning. So I'll wear my makeup to bed in hopes that the next day it'll still be just as fresh and cute. Usually not, but
yeah,
still.
Aren't you a little smeary when you wake
definitely.
Up?
Definitely. I mean, it's definitely not how I started the night, the next morning, but, you know, you still feel a little bit makeup, still a little bit more, you know.
I've lost that loving feeling, as the song goes. I need to let my skin breathe. I wear a lot of makeup. I have a company called Flower Beauty, so we're always testing. Yeah. So I need to have my, like, no makeup moment so that I can let my skin breathe and heal, because uh-huh. I'm always playing with makeup. I am obsessed. I will not go to bed without removing my makeup. If I woke up with my makeup, something really wrong happened the night before.
It was a good night.
I am like the obsessive face washer. But those few times, maybe I stayed up too late and forgot to wash, I wake up and I'm like, I love the way my eyes look. It's actually sexy.
Oh, they're
like,
a little smudgy.
Yeah, it's a little rock and roll, a little cool.
Bad girl.
Yeah.
That's when you're the tramp.
Yeah, totally. All right, Ross, your story. Thank you, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Okay, I cannot wait to get your thoughts on this one, because speaking of keeping the magic alive, there's one married couple from New Jersey who's been doing it for 40 years now. But how? By scheduling their fights. The Atlantic reports Liz Cutler and Tom Cruise swear by this system. They schedule a disagreement meeting once every 3 months, and in between, they keep a running list of all their grievances with their partner. And when they finally come to the table, they've got some ground rules. One, they don't shut the other person down. If another one says it's a problem, it's a problem. They accept the fact that change will come, but it might be in baby steps. And experts saying that some distance can help people cool down, and having a date helps force people who have a conflict actually talk about it. But here's the dilemma for me, right? If you're scheduling every 3 months, we're gonna sit down and hash things out, are you holding it in for all that time? Are you spending that time collecting evidence about, oh, I don't like this about you, I don't like this about you, but I'm gonna keep it in and let it boil, and then on August 8th, we're going at it. I don't know.
Okay, I love this. I have learned recently in the last few years, when I've come at situations even 5 minutes later, I'm not as hot. I'm coming in a little calmer, a little more rational. Then give it a day or two. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't even care anymore.
Right.
I'm gonna let that go. So I'm not hating it, Ross.
I'll tell you, here's the deal. I think you address little fires, and then yes, a State of the Union meeting once a month would be really good. But if you're gonna schedule that, you should also be scheduling other things like date nights, sex, something fun, something you're not dreading all month long. Can we have a little fun, please, too, in the meantime?
Well, Ross, 1 month today, from 1 month today, I think you and I should come with our notebook.
I'm gonna need another notebook.
No, I'm kidding.
I love you.
I know.
Raise of hands. Who would do this every 3 months?
Raise of polls.
Raise your polls.
Green for I would do this, red for no way in heck. Oh my God, it is overwhelmingly red.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about this, Drew, in about 3 months, all right?
1 month. One month.
Okay.
Well, we'll be right back to play our pop quiz.
Hey!
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
You didn't know. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Oh, my God. Sorry. I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Now, were you paying attention to the show all day?
Yes, very much so.
Did you blink even once?
Maybe just once.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to quiz you on what happened today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Nicole, if you correctly answer 3 questions about today's show, you'll win $1,000. Nicole, are you ready?
Look at this, cash, $1,000.
And $100 for every question. question answered right. So even if you get one, you get something. All right, first question. How old was Donny Osmond when he made his TV debut?
5.
Oh, that's right. $100. Okay. Question number 2. In the polenta that Drew made with Danny Seo, did she use fresh or frozen broccoli?
Frozen.
There's $200. Okay, this is it.
Oh my God, I get
for
so excited.
$1,000.
Okay, final question. According to The Atlantic, what does one couple schedule with one another?
Fights.
That's it.
You got it.
Wait, you have $1,000 there in your hand, but we have a twist, Drew. Well, you can walk away with your $1,000 today, or you can give it back to us right now. And you can come back tomorrow to play a supersized pop quiz for the chance to win $5,000!
I will come back tomorrow.
She's giving it back!
We're finally seeing the potential of Pop Quiz.
God, I love how excited you are.
I am so excited. It's like, you know, reaching the top of Everest. You just are like, we're going to get there one day. And here we are.
Pull it together, Barrymore. All right.
Never.
You took a risk. You gave back the $1,000. So tomorrow we're going to see you for the chance to win 5K. Yay!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.